everyone. Welcome back to episode 3 of Trip Wizard Talks. I'm your host, Poonam. And today, we are talking about something that honestly confuses a lot of travelers while planning a Northeast trip. Which Northeast destination actually suits your travel style? Because Northeast India looks amazing online. You see beautiful mountains, waterfalls, cafes, lakes, tiny villages, and suddenly you want to visit everything. But here's the thing. Not every place in the Northeast feels the same. Some places are peaceful and slow. Some are adventurous and remote. Some are perfect for families. And some are better for couples or people who simply want to disconnect from city life. So, before planning your next trip, let's figure out which Northeast destination might actually suit you the best. Let's start with family travelers. If you are traveling with parents or kids, comfort usually matters a lot. Nobody wants to spend the whole vacation sitting in a car for 10 hours every day. That's why Assam can actually be really a good choice for families. Guwahati is easy to reach, hotels are comfortable, and the travel feels less hectic compared to some remote mountain regions. And of course, Kaziranga National Park becomes a major highlight. Kids absolutely love the safari experience. And honestly, even adults get excited seeing the rhinos and wildlife so closely in nature. Many families enjoy Meghalaya. Shillong feels relaxed and easygoing, and the nearby places like waterfalls and Dauki make for beautiful day trips. If you have seen photos of Dauki River online, yes, the water is really that clear in real life. Darjeeling is another destination families usually enjoy because it feels scenic but comfortable at the same time. Tea gardens, toy train rides, mountain views. It has a very classic hill station charm. Now, let's talk about the couples. Couples usually care less about rushing through sightseeing and more about how a place feels. Good views, peaceful stays, nice cafes, cozy weather, that's overall vibe matters more. And this is where Sikkim becomes a favorite. Gangtok has beautiful hotels, cafes, mountain views and evening walks that couples really enjoy. Some people also prefer quieter places like Pelling, where the atmosphere feels slower and more peaceful. Meghalaya is another amazing option for couples. The drives through the hills feel incredibly scenic, especially during the cloudy weather. And Cherrapunji has this dreamy mood with waterfalls, fog, greenery everywhere. It almost feels cinematic sometimes. If you are someone who likes less crowded places, then Arunachal Pradesh can also be very special. Places like the Zero Valley feel calm, simple, and naturally beautiful without too much commercialization. Now for adventure lovers. If you enjoy road trips, trekking, exploring remote places or experiences that feel a little raw and unpredictable, then Arunachal Pradesh is probably your place. The landscapes are massive, the villages feel untouched, and the journey itself becomes part of the experience. Tawang specially attracts travelers who love mountains and adventure together. Meghalaya is also amazing for adventure travelers because of the trekking routes, caves, and leaving route bridges. Some places required effort to reach, but honestly, that's what makes the experience memorable. And of course, Sikkim also has incredible trekking routes for mountain lovers. Now, there's another type of traveler becoming very common these days, slow travelers. They are the people who don't want rushed itineraries anymore. Instead of covering 10 places in 5 days, they prefer staying longer, relaxing, exploring the local culture, and simply enjoying the atmosphere. And Northeast India is honestly perfect for this type of travel. Majuli Island in Assam is one of those places where people slow down naturally. You spend time visiting monasteries, watching local crafts, meeting people, and disconnecting from busy city life. Zero Valley also attracts slow travelers because life there feels peaceful and unhurried. Even smaller villages in Meghalaya are becoming popular for homestays experiences now. So before booking a Northeast trip, don't just ask what is the most famous place. Instead, ask what kind of traveler am I? Because once your travel style matches the destination, the whole experience becomes completely different. And honestly, that's when people truly fall in love with the Northeast. Thank you so much for listening to the episode 3 of Trip Wizard Talks. And I will see you in the next episode.